Okay, this is a border story. I work in West Africa, in Liberia a lot. And I'm not going to say that a witch put me in prison, but a witch put me in prison. That's what happened. So we were working in this right on the Guinean border, the border of Guinea and Liberia. And it was like the last day, and I call my now fiance, and I knew this was the kiss of death. And I said, hey, I'm going to be home. I was supposed to catch a flight in 2 days. I was like, everything's finished here early. I'm going to leave early. I'm definitely going to make my flight. She's like, you promise. I'm like, I'm going to make my flight. It's going to happen 100%. And saying that in a town with a lot of witchcraft, I kind of knew that I was cursing myself. So we go back to the village. I'm like, I just got to pick up my accountant, and we're going to go back over. And they go, you know, your accountant crossed over into Guinea. He just went down to the border. You should just go down to – and you go to the edge, and it's a river. It's not like a border. It's a river. And you can just cross. And so we pull up to the river, and I'm like, oh, it's beautiful. And this guy's coming over. He's like, you know, putting this boat over. And I'm a photographer, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is breathtaking. And he's like, get in the boat. Let's just go over for a second. And I'm like, yeah, why not? Let's go. So we get over to the other side, and it's like women with oil pouring. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. I'm just like, I can't go in, though, because I don't have my passport with me, and I think we've just entered another country. And I'm just kind of walking around. I'm like, no, I'm going to get back on the boat. And these border guards stop me, and they're like, what are you doing? And I was like, yeah, I'm just here hanging out. And they were like, where's your passport? And I was like, oh, my passport's on the other side. And they're like, you know you're in Guinea now. And I was like, yeah, yeah, but whatever. I'm just going to go back over. It's on the other side. And they were like, no, you're not going back over. You're in Guinea. You've entered our country illegally. And it's this one thing where it's like sometimes being from another country is interesting. Sometimes they hold it against you. And they go, could you get away with this in America? You know, if you just walked into America with no passport, how would they take that? And it's like, yeah, that wouldn't work. And they're like, yeah, yeah, well, just because you're in Guinea doesn't mean you get off there. And I was like, fair enough. All right, let's go. So we go back to the main village. And they're like, you know, it's no big deal. The guy's driving me. And luckily, I speak French. And so I was able to communicate. And he's like, yeah, it's no problem. We're just going to take this guy. And we get to the main prefecture building, and because it's French on that side. And they take us in. And the guy looks at me, and he just smiles. And he just says, like, under his breath in French, you're going to enjoy your evening with us. And I was like, uh-oh. And my guys come over. And I was there working with the police on the Liberian side. The Liberian police come over, and they're asking questions. Like, we got to let this guy out. And the guy's like, no. He's going to sleep here tonight. So I ended up having to spend the night in the Guinean jail. Luckily, we bribed them. We didn't have to actually go in the jail cell. We got to sleep outside. And the next day, they actually had to call, like, an organization that was a women's peace organization that worked between the three countries to come in and intercede on my behalf, because this guy was actually the interim prefecture. The other guy was off at some meeting, and this guy was just like, I'm in charge, and I'm just going to go crazy. You know, it's like, you're going to jail. It was just like, he's like, I got this for like 3 days. I'm having fun. And the woman knew it. She was like, this guy's an idiot. So she actually gets me released, and she's like, all right, look, you're not going to spend any more time in jail. We can't let you go back to Liberia. At this point, I'm now missing my flight. I can't even call my fiance. She's like, my accountant's calling her, and she's like, what? And so it's like, I'd overcross. I end up staying with this woman. Unbelievable. One of the most amazing women I've ever met in my entire life. She was part of the peace process after the Civil War. Her son was like the Bob Marley of the country, and she's just showing me music videos. And, you know, there, and it's like, you know, we're sitting there, and she's like, yeah, just hang out. And the people across the street sell 10-cent joints, and we're just having this great time. And she makes me one of the most beautiful meals I've ever had in my entire life. And so we go back the next day to the prefecture and deal with this guy. And so finally somebody from on high comes down and goes, you're an idiot. You know, we all know that you're an idiot, publicly insults him. And they release me to her custody. I'm able to leave the country. She physically escorts me, and we cross over back into Liberia. So we get into Liberia, and she's like, look, it's been really great hanging out with you. Great. And so then they hand me over to the Liberians. And the Liberians like, what were you thinking? And I was like, what? And they're like, you went over there without a passport. It got sent all the way back to the main city. Now you're in trouble. And I'm like, why? And like, because you crossed over without a passport. And where's your papers? And I know my papers were kind of in limbo in the country, so I'd actually submitted them ahead of time. So I was like, oh, you guys already have my papers. Like, oh, we have your papers. Okay, so that means that you're now going to have to take this guy with you the entire way back to the main city. So I'm 8 hours by bush road all the way out in the middle of nowhere. And each town we go to, I have to pick up a different customs agent, and he holds on to my passport. And we literally spend 3 days going from village to village, waking our way all the way back to the main city, where I therefore have to, like, bribe with literally the last money I have all the way. Like, I have a customs guy with me as I'm packing my bags, and he's over my shoulder, and we finally get to the airport. He, at the last second, we change the ticket. He hands me my passport back. I go to go in, and the guy's like, oh, you still have to bribe the last customs guy. He's all the way inside the airport. If you don't bribe him, I don't know if you're going to make it out. And at this point, I'm like, literally got to leave in 2 minutes. And so they were like, I just look at him, I'm like, guys, I literally have given you every single penny I have. And the guy just smiles and he goes, yeah, I know. And he walks me in, he walks me past his friends, and thank God I made it back to America in one piece. Thank you.